Welcome to the All In Manager podcast. You're in the right place if you want to become a better boss today. When I first started running my own department, I think this is 2010, 2011, I was struggling. I was struggling a lot. So my boss pulls me aside and says, "Ali, the higher up you go, the more trade-offs you'll need to make." In essence, what he was trying to tell me is stop saying yes all the time and start saying no. Most managers, by the way, don't know how or when to say no. This lack of ability in saying no causes them unbelievable amounts of stress, heartache, and lots of wasted time and effort. This brings us to today's podcast. Today's episode is about why saying no is so incredibly important and how you can finally start saying no confidently. I'm going to share word-for-word scripts throughout this episode, and you can download those scripts as well from the show notes so you have them on the ready if you want to pull them out. Now, here's something you might not know. Most successful leaders have one surprising quality in common. They say no all the time. Don't believe me? Here's Warren Buffett. These are his actual words. "The difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything." Okay, this guy is a billionaire. He kind of knows what he's talking about here. Okay, now as a coach, I keep hearing the same question over and over and over again. "Ali, why should I say no? Why do you keep asking me to say no? Shouldn't I be saying yes to everything?" No. See, I get it. I totally understand saying no sounds counterintuitive and icky at first. However, it's exactly what you need to be saying if you want to focus on becoming a successful leader. Saying yes to everything is like being on a rudderless ship. It's going nowhere. Two reasons come to mind why some leaders shy away from saying no. So I think a lot of leaders feel that if they say no to someone they work with, they're going to risk jeopardizing their relationship. I'm actually going to argue the opposite. I think the best way to kill a relationship is committing to something and then not following through. I'm sure you've seen this time and time again. You know, people will commit to something and then they just won't show up. That's something that you never want to do. Now, reason two is valid. I think leaders want to say no. They totally want to tell someone that they don't have time for it, but they don't know how to actually say it. I got no arguments here. Let's just do this. Let's just jump straight into how you can finally start saying no confidently. So my first example is going to be a doozy. In our first example, we're going to talk about how you can finally start saying no to your boss. Okay, enough with the scary music. Here's a three-part framework you can use every time you want to say no to the boss. So let me take you through the three steps. Step one is acknowledging their ask. Step two is stating your position. And step three is asking for their input. So let's just do a real life example here. Next time your boss throws a last minute request your way, try this response. "Hey boss, thanks for sharing. I'd love to help. However, I'm currently busy working on XYZ project. Can this wait till tomorrow?" Okay, I'm going to tear this down a little bit using the framework. So I started by acknowledging their ask by simply saying, hey, thanks for sharing. That was step one. In step two, I stated my position clearly. I said, hey, boss, I'd like to help. However, I'm currently busy with XYZ. Step three was asking for their input, and I said, hey, can this wait till tomorrow? Here's why this works. Number one, it's clear and it's to the point. Number two, it tells the boss what you're currently working on, and that's a really good signal. And number three, it's not an outright no. You're not rejecting your boss's request. In fact, what you're doing is you are coming up with a thoughtful response. Let's do another example using the same framework. Let's say your boss adds a new project on your list. So we're going to use the same formula, okay? Step one, thanks for sharing. Step two, hey, I'm trying to understand where this fits with our current priorities. Step three, before committing, can we look at my current priorities together to see where this fits? Right? Again, it's a really simple formula. Here's why this works. It's clear. It's to the point. Again, it's not an outright no. In fact, it's a request to recalibrate your priorities with them so you can adjust as necessary. Let's do another quick example. Let's say your boss throws a last-minute curveball. Again, same formula. Thanks for asking. We're really focused on XYZ deadline this week. What if we push this out a little later in the month? Happy to discuss further. Right? The framework is really simple. It's to the point. It works really well. But here is a really important tip. When you are saying no to the boss or any person who has more authority than you, it's a good idea to always get their input. A good way to do that is by simply asking them to weigh in. Okay, that's always step three, which is asking for their input. So let me recap the framework. Step one is acknowledging their ask. Step two is stating your position. Step three is asking for their input. Listen, do whatever you have to, but do not ghost your boss when they throw a curveball your way. Ghosting your boss or keeping them waiting is the worst strategy. We spoke about how you can start saying no to your boss, but what about those coworkers of yours? How do you start saying no to them without actually upsetting them? Well, we're gonna use the same framework, but we're gonna have a little bit of a modification this time. Step one is going to be the same, which is acknowledging their ask. Step two is exactly identical, which is stating your position. Step three is a little different. Instead of asking them for their input, we're instead going to give them an alternative. So let me give you an example. Let's say John comes up to you with a last minute request. Here's how you can respond to John. Hey, John, I'd be happy to help with this, but I'm completely booked till Wednesday. I can find time on Thursday if it's still helpful, but I don't want to slow you down. If you need help right away, I'd recommend checking in with Jane from finance. Let's do another example. Hey, John, I'm working on a high priority project right now, so I can't help today. Thanks for understanding. Hey, check back with me tomorrow, and I might be able to help you out. Or, hey, John, I'm working on a tight deadline. I'm really swamped, so I can't help today. I'll be free next week if that works for you. So let's break all these scripts down. It's really simple. I acknowledged their ask by responding, right? Fairly simple. I stated my position clearly. If I was booked, I said, I'm booked today. And I offered them an alternative by saying, hey, either check back with me tomorrow or check back with Jane or Susan or Jack from finance. The reason why this framework works so well is because it respects the person's request by providing them with a quick solution. Folks, I want to remind you, rather, I want to share this really important tip. Every time someone comes to you and you you know, redirect them by telling them, hey, work with someone else or check back with me tomorrow. Make sure you follow up with them, you know, tomorrow or next week or whenever. Just find out if they were able to figure out the problem that they came to you in the first place. A simple way of doing that is, hey, Jane, I know I wasn't able to help you last week. How did the project go? Do you still need my help? Did you get what you were looking for? Or, you know, something around those lines, along those lines, so that they feel that you followed up with them. Following up with people is one of my favorite techniques to build better relationships at work. Here's my main takeaway. Saying no to someone else is actually saying yes to yourself. This is how you become a better, more focused, more present leader. You know what, folks? We're just programmed to believe that saying no should be the last possible choice. Or if I say no to my coworker or to my boss, it's just going to be a career disaster. I just believe this is misinformed thinking at best. You have to remember, your success as a leader is not proportional to how many times you say yes. It's actually predicated on working on the right projects at the right time. It's just impossible to succeed if you take on every single project. And in case you've forgotten the wise words of my boss, here they are again. If you want to succeed, you need to start making trade-offs. If you liked this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes or follow me on Spotify. This will help other managers like you find this content. Until next time, see ya.